It has been often said that God is no man's debtor, and that is true in every aspect of the Christian life. The Lord truly is no man's debtor. He provides for all of our needs, and the Lord is good, and the Lord gives again and again and again. And what is done for the Lord is never lost. He promises to honour those who honour him, and the Lord is no man's debtor. And that is true with regards to the subject of affliction. Whenever Paul was writing his second letter to the church at Corinth, he said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 17, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." Now, whenever Paul spoke about affliction, he certainly knew what he was speaking about, because many times in this particular chapter he talks about the various trials and afflictions and troubles he met with in his service for his Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. In verse number 8 he says, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed." And maybe whenever you think of some of those adjectives that Paul uses, it's really a mirror image of where you are at in your life today. It may be today that you're troubled on every side. It may be that you're perplexed. It may even be that you're persecuted. It may be as well that you're cast down. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? This is a great question that the psalmist asks himself on three occasions. And whenever Paul brings all of these things together, in that verse that we read in verse number 17, he describes it with the word affliction. Now, we might consider the Apostle Paul and the things that he went through, and I don't think very many people suffered as much as the Apostle Paul suffered. He suffered beatings, he suffered imprisonments, he suffered loneliness, he suffered fastings, he suffered persecution, he suffered beatings, he suffered floggings, and virtually his entire Christian life was one of constant affliction. But he describes his affliction in verse number 17 as light affliction. Now, it'd be difficult to get alongside the Apostle Paul and say, "Paul, the things that you're experiencing, sure, they're only light afflictions." They were deep afflictions. They were heavy afflictions. And yet, whenever Paul refers to them personally, he describes them as being light afflictions. And he also speaks of them being temporary afflictions, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment. How could Paul describe his afflictions as being light and temporary? Because Paul was a man who was focused upon the eternal. Paul was a man who was focused upon the spiritual. Paul was a man who was focused upon the invisible. Sometimes it's said in a scathing manner that such and such an individual is too heavenly minded to be any earthly use. Well, there was nobody that was more heavenly minded than Paul. And there was nobody that was more earthly use than the Apostle Paul. The fact that Paul was so heavenly, so spiritually, so eternally minded impacted how he lived his life in this earth. And he knew that he had one short life that would count for eternity, one short life to serve the Lord, one short life to influence people with regards to the gospel. And so Paul spent his entire life serving God, ministering to his fellow man, helping believers, endeavouring to reach the lost, because he was a man who was filled with thoughts regarding eternity. And he knew that his afflictions were temporary, and he knew that in light of being lost forever, his afflictions were light. But the Lord had saved him from an eternal hell, and he recognised that my afflictions, in light of what they could have been if the Lord hadn't saved me, in light of how short they are in light of eternity, and also in light of what my Saviour suffered for me, my afflictions are light. And the Lord certainly is no man's debtor. And there will be a great reward in eternity for my afflictions, because what is done for Christ is never lost. He says in verse 18, "While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And what application there is in that 18th verse of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Paul looked at his afflictions and he realized these afflictions are light, in light of what they could be. They're light in the sense that they're short, and they're light in the sense that they will come to an end, and then for all eternity I will enjoy the bliss of heaven, of fellowship with my Saviour and fellowship with my God. So Paul was taken up with eternal things, and whenever he lived in light of eternity, his afflictions appeared to be light. I don't want to minimise your afflictions, but in light of eternity, the Lord gives us grace to deal with our trials and deal with our afflictions, especially whenever we live for his honour and for his glory, and we seek first the kingdom of God, and we look at everything in light of the cross through the lens of Holy Scripture. May God help you, may God bless you, may God encourage you today as you face your personal afflictions. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you again, God willing, next time.